Good morning and welcome to this family service as we mark the final week of Jesus' life on earth. This is Palm Sunday, when we celebrate Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, while the people waved palm branches, an event which is described in all four Gospels. This year in the Liturgy of the Palms, we read St. Matthew's version, the only one to mention the children. The children were rushing round the temple courtyard, shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," an open proclamation that Jesus was the expected Messiah. The top religious VIPs, the chief priests and the scribes, were angry that small children could see a truth which they themselves were blind to. They were also being very pompous. Children should be seen and not heard was the implication of what they were saying. Why listen to mere infants, they asked. They know nothing. On the contrary, replied Jesus, children are often far wiser than their elders. Isn't that true? How often we hear a child going to the heart of the matter while the grown-ups are still beating about the bush. They're not distracted by the false sophistication of adults. Children are well aware that they do not know everything yet and are willing to learn. Especially in this digital age, there is much that grown-ups can learn from children. That's especially true when we come to think about the cross. Sometimes a wide-eyed child will see a picture of a man hanging on a cross and ask, "What is that man doing?" Adults flounder, trying to find a sophisticated answer. But all the child needs is, "That's Jesus. He wouldn't let his friends be punished, so he took the blame himself." The cross is like a kiss. It shows us how much Jesus loves us. One time, Jesus told his disciples that unless they were willing to become like little children, they wouldn't even recognize the kingdom of God when it was staring them in the face. There is nothing childish about being childlike. In fact, it takes real maturity for a grown-up to see life through the clear and humble eyes of a child. So let us approach Holy Week with childlike minds, with tears for Christ's sufferings, with joy for his resurrection, and in awe and wonder at the greatness of God's love. Let us approach the cross of Christ in the same spirit as the children who shouted Hosanna in the temple. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.
Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
The hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honour to Thee, Redeemer King.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, today begins the week of all weeks. This is the week in which we follow our Savior Jesus Christ on the way of suffering to the cross and on the way of victory through the cross to the resurrection. Today we gather with the crowds on the road to Jerusalem to greet our Lord as he begins his journey, to sing his praise, and to welcome him to his city. We rejoice with all our hearts and voices in the knowledge that, if we do not speak out his praises, the stones themselves will sing. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
The usual distribution of palm crosses to the congregation is not possible this year. I and Colin, the other person present today, hold palm crosses on behalf of all joining in this service online. God our Saviour, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let these palms be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself'?" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. Jesus is coming.
Shout, Hosanna.
He is riding on a donkey.
Shout, Hosanna.
Open the ancient doors.
Shout, Hosanna.
Wave the branches.
Shout, Hosanna.
Spread out your coats.
Shout, Hosanna.
Peace in heaven.
Glory in the highest heaven.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Passion of our Lord Jesus, according to St. Matthew. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with this innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said,
"Barabbas."
Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?"
"Let him be crucified."
Then he asked, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more,
"Let him be crucified."
This is the Passion of the Lord. We sing the hymn, "Children of Jerusalem, sang the praise of Jesus' name." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today, I would like you to think about where you live, about your home. At the present time, we are spending almost all of our time at home. The constantly repeated message on our TV, whether in advertisements or news bulletins, is stay at home. That may seem very restrictive, especially for our young people. But there are very good reasons for remaining at home at the moment. It will save lives. Especially during this present health emergency, home is a great place. There is no place like home. There you have good things to eat, a good place to sleep, all of your toys and special things. And of course, there you have the love of your parents and family. Ah, home, a good, safe place. Which brings me to my question. Why palm branches? Why Palm Sunday? We celebrate today as Palm Sunday to remember when Jesus came to Jerusalem and everyone was so glad to see him. They had, if you like, a parade. They waved palm branches for him and sang hosannas. Which brings me back to my question, why palm branches and why Palm Sunday? In the place where Jesus lived, there were and are many deserts, dry, sandy, hot places. And back in the time of Jesus, when people had to travel through these dry, sandy, hot places, they looked for a safe place to stop and rest. They would look for an oasis, that is, a little lake in the middle of the desert, and at this lake there would be trees, palm trees. Here the people could get water from the lake and shade under the palm trees. They could rest. They were safe from the dry, sandy, hot desert. Now, to find these lakes in the desert, the people would look across the desert sands for the tall, feathery branches of the palm trees, waving to them. And because these palm trees showed travelers where to find a safe spot, people adopted the palm as a symbol for welcome and safety, a symbol for rest and sanctuary and love, a symbol for home. So the people welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem, waving palms to let him know he was safe. He was loved. He was home. Of course, we know that by the end of the week, things for Jesus were not so safe. But through that darkness, we come to know that God is our home, our eternal and glorious home. We do not live in the desert, but today we use the palm branches to remember Jesus' parade in Jerusalem, and to remind us that here we have a home, safe with people who love us, safe with our Lord who loves us very much. Ah, home, a good, safe place. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for making us home. Help us
to share your safety
and love
with others.
Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. When tanks roll by and trumpets play, some people cheer and shout hooray, but Jesus chose another way, parading on a donkey. No soldier he, but King of love, the way he chose was well above all hawkish ways, and as a dove he rode upon a donkey. He had to show that he was brave, and that he only came to save, less like a king, more like a slave, for he rode on a donkey. God offered love, not pomp or show, so people everywhere would know the way his kingdom has to grow, so Jesus rode on a donkey. Who cares about the tyrant's pride? Today, Palm Sunday is worldwide, and millions stand with us beside the King who rode a donkey. We sing the hymn, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this day you entered into Jerusalem to fulfill your Father's will. Give us grace to enter into your will and purpose for our lives. Especially at this difficult time for everybody. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, you began a journey which would lead to pain and suffering. Give grace to those who are on challenging journeys in their own lives. Those who are ill, in particular, those suffering the effects of the coronavirus, as well as those in the medical and nursing professions who are treating them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day you received the welcome and acclamation of the crowds. Keep us pure in heart when we receive praise and encouragement. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, on this day you rode in humility on a donkey. Keep us from exalting ourselves and make us humble in everything we do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, the people sang praise with all their strength. Even in the midst of adversity, make our praises joyful, but always from the depth of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, the cold jealousy of the Pharisees is exposed as they want the people to stop. Forgive us when the praise of others shows up our coldness of heart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, you said the very stones might sing your praise. Give us such reverence for your creation that we may sing our praises in harmony with all you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day you wept for the peace of Jerusalem, your beloved city. We pray for the peace of that holy place and for peace in our own towns and cities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, many did not recognize that they were being visited by the Son of God. Open our hearts and minds that we may recognize you in all your words, works, and ways. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In offering our prayers this Palm Sunday, we commit ourselves to follow you on the way to the cross, in the knowledge that this way is none other than the way of life and peace.
Lord Jesus,
be our way. Lord Jesus, be our truth. Lord Jesus, be our life, this holy week and forever. Amen. And let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing the hymn, My Song is Love Unknown. Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant, and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. May the Father, who loved the world and gave his only Son, bring you by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him on the way of his cross. May the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. We thank you for joining us in our worship this morning, which we conclude by singing the hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height. Tell your story and follow in your footsteps.
Lead us into Holy Week.
We walk towards the city and wait in the garden.
Lead us onto holy ground.
We journey towards death and hope for the resurrection.
Lead us into holy joy.
Walk with Christ this week in the way of his cross and resurrection.
Thanks be to God.
This online service is available via the parish website. For those who would prefer, a CD format can be made available. Please contact Colin Robinette at 028-9263-8495 if you would like this service in CD format. If anyone has any parochial information they would like announced, do please let me know. During the present health crisis, if there are church members who require help, the parish does have a small group of volunteers who are available to assist, especially with practical errands such as shopping or the collection of medicines. The next online services will be daily throughout Holy Week at 7 p.m. The devotional speaker on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be the Right Reverend John Madole, Bishop of Clogher and Archbishop-elect of Armagh.